I've subsequently found a sister I never knew I had, who lives in Broadstairs, Valerie. She's 9 years my junior, and we have met, and she's stayed at her place, and I've stayed at her place, and we get on very well together. I always had the idea that I'd been rejected, I wasn't wanted, and I felt I'd been abandoned as a child, and therefore I didn't want to do any follow-up on it. And my wife and my daughter both wanted me to chase it up, but I was adamant about it, I wouldn't do it. I suppose the main reason is the feeling of rejection again. You see, there was a classic case on a program once where a lady had found a father and got on very well with her, and she subsequently found her mother, and when the mother came to the door, she said, I didn't want you then, and I don't want you now." I mean, what kind of rejection is that? You see, I couldn't face that, and not that I had that kind of thinking that was the sort of response I'd get. I didn't have any sort of bitterness or resentment to anybody. I just thought it was a they abandoned me, so be it. I often had grandiose ideas that I was the son of a duke or a baron or something. I must admit, in the early years of my life, right up, probably up until about 20, 30 years ago maybe, I lied a lot. Anyone asked me about my parents and that, I just said, "Oh, they died when I was a child," and things like that, And I don't know of any living relatives and things like that, There was a shame about being born out of wedlock. Like I said, I didn't want to be rejected again. As I, if I come up against someone, I mean, when I got all this paraphernalia here from Val Molloy, and I found out about Valerie, and Jacqueline, my daughter, had managed to find out where her address was in Broadstairs. And so, between the four of us, we wrote a letter, and my birthday is 24th of January, and on the 24th of January, that was about a month to nearly 5 weeks later, I hadn't heard anything, and I said to Anne, I said, "No, she doesn't want to know." I said, "Let it go." Anyway, I said to Anne, I like fishing, you see. And I said, "I'm off fishing," I said. So I went off to about 15 miles away from here, and was tackled up there, and then the phone went, and Anne says, "You've got two birthday cards arrived." I said, "Oh?" She said, "Yeah." She said, "One from your sister, my adopted sister, Evelyn, and that's the one that just had the diamond wedding anniversary. One from her." And she said, "You got one from Broadstairs. Got the address on the back." So I said, "Oh, I'm fishing now, so I'm staying here." And I carried on fishing till the end of the day, you see. Well, I was interested, and but I suppose to a degree, I was a bit, probably a little bit wary, or what to expect. I got back here in the evening, opened it up, and it was a lovely birthday card, and to my brother, and that sort of thing, and she'd put at the bottom a telephone number, you see. it was a warm card, you know, sent warmth and that. And I phoned up Evelyn, that's my other sister, you know, and I said about it, and I said, I don't know what to do about it now. So she says, I said, she's put her phone number on. She says, well, phone her back, you silly fool, she says. She, if she didn't want you to phone her, she wouldn't have put her phone number there. So I got on and phoned her up, you know. I phoned and I had to leave a message. I phoned again, had to leave a message. And then the phone went, and it was Valerie on the phone to me. And we sat down, and I think we chatted for about an hour and a half, you know, as though we'd known each other all our lives, sort of thing.